Avistirim Sakalocha. The kind Malon Hilchaso Karav Nachman Bedini. We paskin always like Rav Nachman and Hilchas Dayonim and Hilchas Mammonis. We always paskin like Rav Nachman. So it should come out that we paskin Bori Vishemo, Lav Bori Yodif. If I say you owe me $100 and you don't know about it, so you don't have to pay? Uvaho, and in our mission here, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Gamliel. And here Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel paskin like Rav Gamliel, that we do believe her. Why? We hold Bori Vishemo, Lav Bori Yodif. And a lav shemamina k'dimishaninon shemamina. There's a proof, like we just got finished saying, it's a good proof that the reason why Rabbi Gamliel and our Mishnah says we believe her is not only because of a tainus bori. Of course, you need her bori, and not only because the husband is a shema, but because either she has a migu with a taina, or else she has a chazaka cheska saguf. So a chazaka and a bori, or a migu and a bori, that's nemar to be mighty mamon. But a regular bori alone, tak we hold like Rav Nachman, is not strong enough to be mighty mamon. Nenachnami, the Ktsois and the Kivega, they both bring riots from our Gemaras here, that even though usually we say a migu is not strong enough to be mighty mamon, and the Adin, a bori by itself can't be mighty mamon, when you have the two together, when the tainus bori has a migu with it, then we say they're strong enough to be mighty mamon, even to be mighty mamon. You'll see the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says now, again, the same type of a case, that he emeris muket tzaitzani. Again, the husband, by the night of the chuppah, complains that she was a Pesach b'suach, that she's not a b'suach the way he thought she was. But she says, muket tzaitzani, you know why I have no b'suach now? Not because I live with a man, but because I'm a muket tzaitz. So when that happened to her once, that she fell, hurt herself, and an eighth piece of wood went into the makam, that's why she doesn't have a b'suach. I will see in the Gemara exactly how much of a ksuba is she asking for. But for who I know, the husband says back and says loy, like maybe that was not the case, but rather kiela drusus ishat. Maybe you live with a man before the kedushin, before I married you. I'm afraid that maybe you live with another man before that, and therefore you're a bula, and therefore I don't want to pay you anything. So it's a machloikas. She says she deserves the ksuba. She has no psulim now. It's only a muket tzeitz that caused it. But she never lived with a man, therefore she deserves to have a ksuba. And he says, no, you lived with a man before this, and I don't want to give you ksuba. So again, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nemenes, we believe her. Her bori, she's believed. And either the Gemara says she has a migu, or because she has a chazaka with it. For Rabbi Yeshua, no, we don't live what she's saying, we don't believe her. Ella, we have to be afraid that harezu becheskas drushesish. We know it says Lashem Becheskas is Lav Dafka, doesn't really mean Vadai. We don't know for sure, but we have a doubt. We have to be afraid. Maybe you did live with a man before this. El Harezu Becheskas Drushas Ish, Achet Tobi Rayled Vareho, until she brings a proof that no, that she never lived with a man and was only a Muket Seitz, and therefore then should be believed. But otherwise we say we don't believe her Bori. Her Bori is not strong enough to be Maitzi Mamon. So, same type of machlokes we had before. Before she was saying Mishur Stanin and Nasti, and now she's saying no, she was the Muket Tzeitz. But the svaras are the same svaras. She is Nemo with a Bori Vishemo, and she is believed because either she has a Migu or she has a Chazaka on her side. I think more so like this. Taina Sayu B'mai. What's the machlokes? What are they arguing, the husband and the wife? Reb Yechanan Norma B'Mosai Mamona. Yechanan says that she wants to collect $200. As he holds like Rav Meir Shita that a Muket Tzeitz deserves $200 for the ksuba, and the husband says, no, you only deserve $100. Rav Yelozer Oyma B'mona V'lei Klum, that she's only asking for $100. In other words, according to the Rabbanan Shita before, that a Muket Tzeitz does not get $200, but rather only $100, and the husband is saying, V'lei Klum, you don't deserve anything. We'll soon explain now. Rav Yechanan Oyma B'mosai M'mona, the Machloki says whether she deserves $200. Or the husband says 100. So we look Rav Meir. Rav Yechon holds that our Mishnah goes according to the Shitas Rav Meir. The Yoma that holds Ben Hikabo Uvein Lo Hikabo Mosayim. Whether the husband realized that she was a Muket Tzeitz before he married her, or whether the husband did not realize it, it's not called the Mekach Tois. It's not called anything. There's nothing wrong with her, and she still deserves to get her $200 for the ksuba. That's Rav Meir Shita. Therefore, she's asking for 200, and he's only agreeing to 100. Rabbi Lezer says, "Bimona v'lei klum." The machlokes says no, that she's only asking for 100, and he's saying nothing. Why? So v'lo k'rabbonin. Rabbi Lezer holds that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. the Amri, the Rabbanan say that Bein Hikobo, Bein Lo Hikobo, whether the husband realizes it or doesn't realize that she was a Muket Seitz, is Mana. She only deserves to get $100. In other words, the Rabbanan she before, not Talocha, a Muket Seitz does not get $200. Kefor, she's not a Psul, it's not the same type of a thing. But it's not enough of a begam of a difference in the body to call it a Mekech Tois. The husband can't say, I don't want to give you Ksub at all. So therefore, the husband has to give her $100. And so therefore, she's asking for 100. But the husband says back, no, I'm not going to give you anything because I'm afraid that maybe you live with a man, and the reason why you're a bula is because of a man. And therefore, like Laloch we held before, that Konsa Becheskas Psula, if you married your wife and you thought she was a Psula, and it comes out that she was really a bula, it's called a Mekach Tosh, you don't have to give her anything. Again, a get you would have to give her. But I call upon again to the Chiyuvim of a Ksuba, you have a right to say to Mekach Tosh, I'm not going to give you anything. It's more so like this. Bishleim Reb Loza, Bishleim is very good Reb Loza, like come like Reb Yechanan, he does not learn like Reb Yechanan, to come like Rabbanan. Because Reb Loza would rather say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan Shita, because that's the loch like the Rabbanan, that a Mukat Seitz deserves to get $100. So therefore, that's what he says our Mishnah, that she's only asking for $100. El or Reb Yechanan, according to Reb Yechanan, my time will yomak Reb Loza. How can Reb Yechanan does not want to learn our Mishnah la halacha? According to the Rabbanan Shita, like Reb Leza does, they say that she's only asking for 100. What forced Reb Yechon to say that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir that she's asking for 200? So Mar says, because Reb Yechon and Shita alone is that he holds Kesover, he holds Konso Becheskas Psula. If you marry your wife and you think she's a Psula, on that das you gave her a Ksuba. The Nim says Bula, and later it comes out that really she's a Bula, is Yeshlo Ksuba Mona? That's what Reb Yechon holds, that she does deserve to get $100. So if so, the husband is agreeing that he has to pay you $100. So, who come Ramona? We come Ramona. So, he is saying 100. Now, if our Mishnah is going to go according to Rabbanan Shita, that when she says she's a Muket Seitz, she also only deserves $100. So if so, then, Mayika ben Taina Didei, the Taina Didor, what's the difference between what he's saying and what she's saying? They're both saying the same thing. So therefore, since Reb Yechanan holds that when even if she was a Drusas Ish, he has to give her $100, therefore that forces him to learn that our Mishnah is going according to Reb Meir Shita, that when she says she's a Muket Seitz, she's asking for $200. So that's the Machloikis. The wife is asking for 200, she says she's only a Muket Seitz, she never lived with a man, she deserves 200. And the husband is saying, no, I'm only going to give you $100, I'm afraid you live with a man. Agav, it's a famous kashya in our Mishnah, why don't we say he's a Moed B'Miksas HaTaina? According to this chat, she's asking for 200. And he agrees, I owe you 100. And of the other 100, like he's only a Shema, so the klal should be called the Moed B'Miksas HaTaina. And the klal is whenever you agree to half of the other Taina, usually we say, Yechayev HaShuah Midiraisa. Now over here, since you're a Shema, the husband doesn't know for sure, it should be klal of Mitoch Shaniyachal Yishova Mishalim. Since you can't swear, you should have to pay. It's like, why isn't it called a good case of the Moed B'Miksas HaTaina in our Mishnah? So someone answered the pshat is that it's really like, it's not called Mimin HaTaina. I'm not agreeing to half of your complaint. Like she's saying she's a Muket Seitz, she deserves $200 because she has a din like a regular Bsula. He is arguing completely, no, you're not a Bsula at all. You have no din of a Bsula. I hold you have a din Bula your Drusha Sish. I have to give you $100. That's like a Nuta Kona by itself. It's a different takana to give you $100. Therefore, it's not called he's being moida for mixes ataina. Then the Rambam Taka learns in these cases that it is called the moida for mixes. Sechnami, so the Achronim give different truths in why you would not have a chiv shvua in our case. Right, the Gemara says like this now. Bishleim on the Reb Loza hainu diktoni tarti. Bishleim according to Reb Loza shita that our Mishnah says the Muket Seitz goes according to Rabbanin that she's asking for 100, and he is saying the husband below klum. Because Balocha, Konsa Becheskas Psula, Benin says Bula is a Mekach Tois. So according to Reb Lezer, the way he learns, our Mishnah is good. Why we have these last two Mishnahs in? Why we need two Mishnahs? Or the last case of Mishnah Sanin and Nasti, and this case here, B'Muket Seitz. Why? Where it says, Chad LaFukim the Rami Bachoma. Our second Mishnah of Muket Seitz is teaching us, not like Rami Bachoma's Svara before. Before, Rami Bachoma wants to say a Svara, that if the husband did not realize that his wife is a Muket Seitz, and then he marries and finds out she's a Muket Seitz, it's called a Mekach Tois. So for now, Mishnah, we see clearly it's not called a Mekach Tois. Because here, the husband did not realize that she was a Muketzes before. But going now, the husband thought that she was a regular Besula. And now, by the first night, he tainas Besa Besuach. So see, what is she saying? That she was a Muketzes? In other words, she's agreeing she doesn't have Besulim, but she's saying because she hurt herself, and ate a stick went in there. And she wants to get her $200 or $100. But our Koponim, you see, it's not called a Mekechtois. Even though the husband did not realize that she's a Muketzes, when she says she's a Muketzes, even though here she's saying she was a Muketzes before the Kedushin, still the husband has to pay her a Ksuba. So that's not like Rami Bachoma. So our Mishnah is telling us, not like Rami Bachoma, that it's not called a Mekechtois, the fact you find out your wife is a Muketzes. For Choda, what do we need the first Mishnah for? Le'afu came with the Rav Chiya Bar Avin, to say not like Rav Chiya Bar Avin, that Konsa v'cheskas psula, v'nimtzas bula, he said, yeshla ksuba mono, and now our Mishnah goes not like that. That the Mishnah Poshet says a lashon of Mekechtois, Mekechtois mashma, the husband has a right to say, I'm not going to pay anything. Because the halacha, like we had before, was that Konsa v'cheskas psula, when in Sazbula is like a Mekechtois, you don't have to pay her anything. So according to Rabbi Elazar, it's good while we have these two Mishnayos. The Mor says though, this lafukim with Rabbi Chiya Rav and Amar Rosh Hashis. Elo Rabbi Yechonon, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Shita, Tarti Lomali. According to Rabbi Yechonon, what do we need two cases for? As Rabbi Yechonon holds that Konsa Becheskas Psula, when in Sazbula, is yesh leimona, you do have to pay your aksuba. It's not called the mekechtois. See, if so, what do we need the two mishnayosin for? Like, just time to tell us. Just to tell us that a muketzes is not called the mekechtois, so let it just say the second mishnah. Like, for what purpose do we have to have the first mishnah? So Mara says no. The Mara says, chod l'adicha koichot rabbi Gamliel, for chod l'adicha koichot rabbi Yeshua. We need these two mishnayosin. One is the chiddush in rabbi Gamliel that she is believed, and one is the chiddush according to Rabbi Yeshua that she is not believed. It's like this: Kamaisa, the first mishnah is Leodiyachol Koicho to Rabbi Yeshua. The first mishnah is telling us the chiddush according to Rabbi Yeshua. That what? Af agav diiklamei amigo. Even though the first mishnah she has amigo. That what she tain is mishur standing there nasty. That's what happened. That when I married you, I was a psula. The word b'shas the kedushin. For as later, afterwards, after the Kedushin, then somebody was manas me. Now when she says that, she's passing herself to a Kain can't marry her anymore. Now she has a migu, that means if she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. She could have said that she was a Muketzes, and then she would be believed to get married to a Kain. She would be kosher to a Kain. So we have a swear of a migu, we have a swear like she's not lying, she's telling the truth. Still Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her. Lo mehemna. That's the Chiddush of the first Mishnah. Pas Raisa, the second Mishnah now, according to Rabbi Yechonon in the second Mishnah, there's no Migur at all in the second Mishnah. Because she's saying she's a Muketzes. Now according to Rabbi Yechonon, that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, no matter when she says she was a Muketzes, whether it happened before the Kedushin, or whether it happened after the Kedushin, she's asking for $200. So now Mishnah, when she says she's a Muketzes, there's no Migur. There's no better time she could have complained. So, Mela, I would have thought, Afagav, so Mela, our Mishnah is the Chiddush in Rabbi Gamliel. Pas Reisel is Ladicha Koichot Rabbi Gamliel. The Afagav, the Lekel Amei Mamigum, according to Rabbi Yechonon and our second Mishnah, there's no Migum over here. So maybe, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she should not be believed. Yavri Lekel Amei Mamigum, Mehemna. Still, Rabbi Gamliel says, no, we believe her. And the story is because it's a Bori B'Shema, and also about the Shia Zacheska Saguf. Now, what kind of Cheska Saguf over here? As the husband says that she lived with a man. She says no, she didn't live with a man. It only happened through an eitz. So she has a cheskas aguf, like a cheskas kashrus, we know to say, she did not lose a psulim through a man. She has a cheskas kashrus here to say, she never had znus with a man. She was born like to be a kosher of Bas Yisrael, and a regular Bas Yisrael does not have znus, so she has a right to chazot. So a regular, I was saying now, like a regular Basi Yisrael doesn't have znus, so therefore if we have a suffix, if she has znus or not, Avada Cheskas Kashrus, a Chazaka will tell us that she did not have znus. So that's the reason why Rabbi Gamliel says she's Neman. But the Chiddush of this Mishnah over the last Mishnah is that the first Mishnah is a Migu, according to Rabbi Yechonon. But over here there's no Migu, because when she says Muketzes, she's asking for $200, so that's the best time that she could ask, there's nothing better to ask for. That's the Chiddush in this Mishnah. Still, Rav Gamliel says she's Neman. As we spoke out, the Gemara before said two terutzim. Either Rav Gamliel holds from a migru with the bari, or else a chazaka with the bari. Now the reason why we needed the second teretz is like this Rav Yechonah now. According to Rav Yechonah in the second Mishnah, there's no migru. So the reason why Rav Gamliel says that she's neman to be mitzi mama to get the money away from her husband is because a bari v'shema, plus she has a chazaka. She has a cheska saguf to say, if you want to know if a guf changed, a person or not, that she has nus with a man, we have to chazaka, no, she did not have this nus with a man. Her body is not the same now. We'd rather say it happened through a muket seitz, not through living with another man. Here, now next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ruha midaberes imechot. We saw a girl, a Jewish girl, talking with a man, midaberes imechot, talking with a man. We'll see in the Gemara, this talking doesn't only mean they saw them talking. According to one man, the Yama, we saw them have yichud together. They went alone together in the room. And according to another man, the Yama means that we saw the way they lived together. They had beer together. Rakol, part of the Mishnah says, Ruya medaberes imechot. We saw her talking with the man. Those shots, she was talking in love. We saw them talking together closely. For Yomrullah, and now we go and ask her, Mativo shalizeh, like, who is this boy that you live with? So the first shayla is, what is the dinner for herself? She's a Jewish girl. And the halacha is like this. If she lived with a mamzer or with a guy or with a nosin, she becomes posel. She can't marry a kain. She's posel to a kain. Kain can't marry her. So we want to know now, who is this boy that you live with? So she says back, Ish pleini v'kainu. I'll tell you exactly his name. And I'll tell you he was a kain. So we know it's lav dafka that he was a kain, but in other words, she's a miuchasik person, so I didn't become posel, I'm still allowed to marry a kain. Is Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Lezer Wemun Amenis? Yes, we believe her. She has a tainas bori. She says for sure she lived with a kashra person, and we'll see later in the Gemara there's also a chazaka, she has a cheskas kashris, that she was kashra to a kain before, most probably she's still kashra to the kain. So again, since she has a bori and a chazaka, we believe her. Even though here it's not a question of being mitzi mamin, there's no money involved, but it's a shayla for yuchsin, can a kohen marry her or not? So Gamliel says, yes, we believe her. For Rabbi Yeshua, I now, loy mi pi yon achayin. Yeshua says, no, we don't live on what she's saying. In other words, we don't believe her. Ella, but rather, harezu b'cheskas bulu l'nosin l'mamzer. We have to be afraid that maybe she lived with the nosin. We'll see later on in the third parak, that's the Gevonim, the apostle, the Kahal, or the Mamzer, maybe she lived with the Mamzer, and if she lived with one of these two, she becomes apostle, she can't marry a Kohen anymore. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's a svar we'll see in the Gemara of Malosa B'yuchsin. Now get to believe her, whether she's muta to get married to a Kohen or not, there are special milas, special tukonas in the Rabbonin, that we can't believe her. And we have to have a doubt that maybe she lived with the Mamzer, and she's possible to get married to a Kohen now. Unless she brings a proof, she'll bring Edim to who this person was that she lived with, that he was a kosher, a yid, not a mamzer, and then she'll still be mutz to get married to a kohen. That's the first part of the Mishnah, the halacha about her. What din does she have? Levita. The Mishnah says, hoysim uberis. Another case. We find a Jewish girl, she's not married, but she's pregnant. The omulom yesko, ma tibush luvazeh. But what's the luck of this child you can have right now? In other words, who was the father? Who'd you live with? Did you live with a mamzer? The kid's a mamzer. Did you live with a guy? So the luck is the kid, if she's a girl, she can't get married to a kain. So you want to know, what's the luck of this kid? So she answers back and says, Me'ish pleini v'kainu. You should know that I live with this person, and he's a kain. In other words, there's no problem. He's a kosher yid, and therefore I'm mutter, and my kid is mutter. Is Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Lezer Raimim Nemenis? They both say again, yes, we believe her. And we believe her even again to the kid. There is the chazaka of the mother helps for the kid also. So her tainas bori with her chazaka, cheskas kashrus, helps for the kid also. Rabbi Yeshua Raimim Yeshua says, no, loy mipi yonachayim. We can't trust what she's saying. Ela bot harezu becheskas muberes l'nosin l'mamzer. We have to be afraid maybe she became pregnant because she lived with a nosin or a mamzer. And therefore, both she is possible to get married to a kain, and no one did the kid that she has is also possible to get married to a kain. Achitobi Rilad Vareha, until she brings a proof to what she's saying, that this person she lived with was a kosher yid. Now the Gemara says, my medaberis. What does the beginning of the Mishnah mean, this lashon of medaberis, that we saw the way this girl was talking with the boy. So Ziri Yomah Ziri says Nistra. It means that all we did is later we saw the way the two of them had Stira, had Yichud together. They were alone. There was the Chiddushes, even though we did not see them, there was no Edim that they lived to have beer together. Still, with Stira alone, we say she's also Mishum Yuchsin. We'll soon see. And the Mishnah speak out. That's what the Mishnah says, Lashon of Medaberis, that first they were talking together. In other words, they were talking like love together. And then when we see them have Stira, have Yichud together, then we have a Chash that they live together. Rav Asi, Yamar Asi says, Nivala. Rasi says, no, if it would have just been that we only saw them have Yichud together, it could be she would not be Yosa. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, we would believe her. But Rav Asi says, the Mishnah means Nivala, to aid them to say that she lived with the men. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says that we'd have to have a Raya now to believe her who that man was. And the top Taisa speaks out, and Rav Asi holds, that if the case would have been only Nistara, that only had Yichud together, then Yeshua says we would believe her with a Migu, because she has a Migu, she could have said she didn't live with him altogether, and instead she says no, she lived with him, and that he's a Kosher Yid, so therefore even according to Yeshua she would be believed. Even though before we said Yeshua does not hold from a Migu, so he speaks out, but over here about it's a Migu Mal Yisur. Over here it's a better Migu, here it's a Taina. Because if she would have said Loin Nevalti, she would be believed 100%. Yes, so therefore Abasi says the case of our Mishnah is talking about Nivala, that we saw the way they had Znus together, they had beer together. Therefore Yeshua says we don't believe her. So verse says like this, Bishleim leZiri, it's very good according to Ziri, Haina Diktoni Medaberes. That's why it says Loshen of the Medaberes, they were talking. But it doesn't say Nivala, because we don't know that they lived together. We only know that they were talking and they were alone together. According to Rabasi, the Mishnah means we saw they lived together. So why does the Mishnah say Loshen of Medaberes? It should have said Loshen of Nivolo. Sumer says, no, Lishna Malya. The Mishnah wants to use a nice way of talking. Kedichsir, but we find the Pasuk in Mishnah that says, Ochlo omachta piya v'yomle falti oven. Like the Loshen of an Isha had Znus. Then she says she didn't do anything wrong. Loshen Ochlo means Loshen of Znus. See, the Pasuk says it in a nice way of speech. In a nice Loshen, Lishna Malya. The same thing our Mishnah also. Even though the Mishnah means Nivala, we know that they live together, we only say Medaberes. Nothing more says, Vishleim al Ziri, it's good according to Ziri, Haina Diktoni Tarti. That's why the Mishnah needs two parts of the Mishnah, the two different Chidushim. Medaberes, the first case is Medaberes. That's what tremendous Chidush according to Rabbi Yeshua, that she's not believed, because we don't even know that she has Nus together. So you should believe her. Kamash, we know the first case too, Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her. Umaberes, then it says a second case where we know for sure she has beer, she's pregnant. That's the Chiddush according to Rabbi Gamliel. So according to Ziri, it's good what the Mishnah says in the two cases. Elul Ravasi, but according to Ravasi, there's Tarti Lomali. If the Reish of the Mishnah means that we know they have Znus, so what's the Chiddush in the second part of the Mishnah? She's a Maberes, that she's pregnant, it's the exact same case. The kids, so we know that she lived with this man. The question is, who is the man? So what do we have to have two cases for? So Mar says, yes. One is to teach us a chiddush in her, and the second one is to teach us a chiddush bebita, or even the bat is also kosher. But Rashi says if they have a girl now, so the question is this girl mutter to get married to a kain or not? Do we believe her that the kid could get married to a kain? That's the chiddush in the ratio. We only see according to Gamliel that we believe the mother herself, that she herself, we said she has the cheskas kashrus. She was born, she was mutter to a kohen, she's still mutter to a kohen. The second part of the Mishnah is the chiddush about the Muberes, about this kid now, it's a girl, she's also mutter to a kohen. Even though the kid does not have his own chazaka, because the kid right now is born with a suffix who the father is, still we soon see, we hold, that cheskasei mahani labas, the chazaka of the mother, else for the daughter also. So that's the chiddush of the Sefer. So Mura says, no, that's a machlokes. It's good if Ravasi holds according to that Mandi Yama, that whoever holds the mother according to Rabbi Gamliel, that we believe the mother with her chazaka, that it helps for the kid also. So it's good to say for the Mishnah, that's the Chiddush of Muberes. Elo Lamandi Yama, according to the Mandi Yama, that even the Divri Yamach Shabo, even according to Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that we believe the mother, that she still has the Cheskas Kashrus. She's still mut to get married to a Kayin, but they held Paisa Bevita, that the daughter is possible. In other words, the mother has the chazaka. We don't know if the mother lived with the mamzer or not. We don't know if the mother became posel now. So when our suffer will leave the mother the way she was before, she was kosher before, she's still kosher now. But the daughter has no chazaka, so they hold the daughter as posel. So if so, Michael Meima, like what's the chiddush of the seifa? The seifa then can't be talking about the daughter, because the daughter takra is posel. They have to be talking about the mother, so it's only the chiddush of the mother. What's the difference, the ratio in the seifa? So Gemara says, Einachnami, Rav Asi Sovar, command Yoma, that the Dirvi Yamach Shabo, Mach Shababita. Rav Asi for sure has to hold that if you hold Rav Quantum of Gamliel, the mother is kosher, who are then the kid is also kosher. And that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, the Sefer of Muberis, that not only is the mother kosher, of course, of her Chazoka, but Cheska saying is Mahani Labas, the Chazoka of the mother helps for the kid also. And Mefrat over here really is only one big suffix. Like this exact same suffix, the same suffix on the kid is upon the mother. Like there's one doubt here, who is the husband, who is this man? So since because of the chazak of the mother, we say she was nivla to a kashra, that she remains kashra to a kayin, who then we say a svara, the kid is also kashra to a kayin. That's Rabbi Gamliel's chiddush in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Oh Malay Rav Papa Labaya, Rav Papa says to Abaya, Liziri, according to Ziri, the Yom Mamay Medaberes Nistra, that he learned Pshan Na Mishnah, that what does Medaberes means, all we saw is that they were alone together. We don't know if they had the B or not. We just know they had Yichud together. And still the Yom Rav Yeshua Le Nehemna, we don't believe her. Does Rav according to Ziri, she's not believed with a Migu. Once we have Yichud, we said that she had the B. Ayom Rav Rav said the klal is Malkan ala Yichud, V'yein Oysum ala Yichud. True, if we see a man and a girl and boy together, Yichud, we give them Malkus. That's the most. We have afraid maybe that they had Yichud, maybe they live together. So most we do is we give them Malkus. But the klal is V'yein Oysum ala Yichud. We don't make any Yisr out of it. The notion of a married lady had Yichud with another man, we don't say that they had Znus together and that she's also to a husband. V'yein Oysum ala Yichud. So, if so, Lamed like Rabbi Yeshua, Rav's din l'chur does not come out like Rabbi Yeshua. If you learn now Mishnah, Medaberes only means Nistero. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her, and we're afraid that she did live with him, and that she's posel. So you see, just with Yichud alone, we said that they had to be her. Rav says, Ein oisim ala Yichud. Just Yichud alone, we don't say they're also. And the Yeshita speaks out that later Rav passes like Rabbi Yeshua. So that's the kasha here, l'chur tzastira. Gemara says no. Filu temi Rav Yeshua. Even if you want to say Rav holds like Rav Yeshua, still mala osa beyuchsin. I tell you, Pshat now Mishnah. The reason why, if we just saw this boy and girl together, the yichud, the reason why Rav Yeshua says she's possible to get married to a kohen now is because there's a special mala osa beyuchsin. Nogayat getting married to a kohen for yuchsin. Rashi says yuchsin means the kahuna. There's a special chumim with the rabbanin that any time we have a small doubt that she was nivla to a posel law, she becomes posel to a kohen. So in other words, Rav's halacha that ain oisim ala yichud, that's not talking about the gate to a kohen. That's talking about a regulations ish, a lady that's married, and now we find her that she had yichud with another man. We don't say that he has nus. She's still mutter to live with the first husband. When does our Mishnah say, Yeshua says, we don't believe the mother, that whether she's posel and the kid is posel, it's only the gate to kohuna. To get married to a kohen, there's a special malos of yuchsin that we have special chashim that she's posel. Let me know for sure she's still kosher. Meisve, nothing more as the kasha. Meisve, it says ruah. There's a price like this. Ruah shenichnasa imecha lissaser. They saw the way a girl and a boy went be yichud lissaser. They had yichud together. They went to a private place. Oy lechurba, or else we found them in a haunted house. V'yamru lo.